To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to 3 o'clock on Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all three of us together in the Odyssey Palace studios. Coming up in this 3 o'clock hour, we have a Daily Gambit. We have, oh, man. I love that. I really do. I was thinking about it today. The Fantabulous Game Show is coming up today at 3:40.
Can't wait.
It's, you know, Scraby thinks that we do this show to pick on him. I'd have to say it's part of the reason. Like if you're playing Family Feud, right, and you said, what are the reasons you play the Fantabulous Game Show? Pick on Scraby would be like the number four answer up on the board.
I agree.
But
Fourth
most popular answer would be to pick on Scraby. Number two would probably be to see Scraby lose and lose his mind. But mostly, I just think it's kind of fun, and I hope that at least we have kind of categories that are fun for people to think about and try to play along with us. So that's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as well. I also mentioned this to Scraby earlier. I have an unbelievable, Tony, you'll love it, an unbelievable karma story.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Today.
Yes.
I'm a little scared with the prickliness of Chris today. So.
Well, this is a...
Notice how you didn't shoot down the prickliness.
Yeah, no, I can't. Well, this karma story, I think, can go one of two ways. Depends on how we think. But the karma definitely happened.
I'm always in for a good karma story.
That's coming up. But right now, we got some Daily Gambit stuff to get to. As far as newsworthy items on this Tuesday, don't really have much, do we? I can't find anything. So let's just go
don't
to the
really
game.
Have much?
No, we don't. What do you got, Tony? You got any
nothing.
Big news headlines? Yeah, I don't. So let's go. Daily Game. Oh, yeah.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on the show. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We mean that. Gamble responsibly because if anything is true, the minute I start betting with real money because I'm doing well on the Daily Gambit is the minute that I start losing on the Daily Gambit. So,
most likely.
Yes. We started with the Dodgers and the Brewers. Dodgers minus 1.5 on the run line. I don't know who Tony took in this one. I didn't write it down.
I took the Dodgers.
Okay, I was the only one who took the Brew Crew. Dodgers won 2-1. That one
Brewers
run
win,
that came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, the one in the ninth inning was a bet-changing run.
When are they going to change the ground rule double rule? Because it's ridiculous that they had to stop that guy at third instead of scoring him because
Wait,
he would have scored.
What do you mean? Why are they changing the ground rule?
I hate when a runner who's at first has to stop at third because 9 times out of 10, that runner is going to score.
But they're there.
So you're just saying deal with it.
Yes, exactly.
He also ended up scoring on the next pitch, so the final score was the exact same.
Ground rule double.
That doesn't make sense, though, because most guys get home.
Do you want them to be able to like keep the ball alive? You got to climb up over and grab the ball in?
Especially last night, it bounces off of a wall and comes
back. I know, but do you want the umpires to decide whether the guy would have scored or not? Because that's what you're basically telling me.
And then you get
the umpire should look at it and go, yeah, he would have scored. That counts. I think you got to do what you do.
Can you imagine how irritated you'd be if in one game the third base umpire said, oh, yes, he's going to score.
But Manny Machado, nope, back to third, pal.
You'd be furious.
Yeah.
I would never be furious.
Two bases.
Fine.
Deal with it.
Fine. I just hate it. No matter what. Over, under, 7.5 runs in that game. Chris and Tony went under. I went over. It was only 3 runs. So
that was your only loss of the night.
Blake Snell, over, under, 6.5 Ks. All of us went over. He had 10. We win. Otani, over, under, 2.5 runs plus hits plus RBIs. Chris and Tony went over. I went under. He had 0. 3 walks. Doesn't count, though. Bills, Falcons, over, under, 49.5 points. Good job for Adam's Falcons. Taking down the
Bills.
Don't
clap for him. This dude was in here crying like a little girl last week.
He really was. And that wasn't nice to girls everywhere.
I'm sorry.
But
he was crying like a child.
You have 3 of them.
He was crying like a child.
He was, man. We're never going to score again.
He couldn't stand.
When are we
going to
get rid of Michael Penix?
Yeah, he couldn't stand him.
Bring Kirk Cousins back.
I mean, Michael Penix hasn't looked amazing.
Well, here's one thing.
He got the job done yesterday.
One thing I'm going to prepare you for.
Bijan Robinson got the job done yesterday.
He also got the job.
I don't know. He had some nice passes to Drake London, too. Tony, get ready for this on Monday or Tuesday next week. Either crying Adam or crying Scraby. Falcons Niners play each other this weekend.
If crying Adam is not here, that means we're going to have Super Bowl Adam probably after 2 weeks of good
I think I'd rather have Super Bowl Adam and crying Scraby.
I won't cry because the team's so injured, there's no reason to cry.
Okay, sure you won't.
Bills Falcons over under 49.5 points. You guys went over, I went under. It was 38 combined points in that one. Washington -5.5 against Chicago. Chris went Commanders. Tony and I went with Chicago. Chicago wins 25-24. Who had more passing plus rushing yards, Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams? Jaden Daniels also had a -10-yard spread. Jaden Daniels had 211 yards passing, 52 yards rushing, minus that 10, 253 total. Caleb Williams had 252 passing, and he had -2 rushing, so he had 250. I win by 3.
Jaden Daniels wins. Yeah, I couldn't believe that one.
And then it was James Cook or Bijan rushing plus receiving. Bijan had 170 yards rushing, 68 yards receiving, minus the 20 on the spread, gives him 218 yards. Tony and I took Bijan. Chris went James Cook. James Cook had 87.
The Bills ought to be fired for malpractice with James Cook.
I don't disagree with that.
No, they're not
they didn't use him.
They don't use him. They hand him the ball on first down, and then they take him off the field.
Outside of like, Josh Allen, he's clearly the best player on that offense. I don't know why they're
I don't know what they're doing.
They might be doing that thing where they don't use you early so that you're fresh down the stretch, but I don't know. They could use James Cook with the ball out
in some open space.
For sure.
What's his name? Sean McDermott said that they're going to take the bye week to reset.
Yeah, I bet. We'll see.
Kings, last one. LA Kings, -1.5 against the Minnesota Wild. Chris and I chose Minnesota. Tony is never going to win with the Kings.
They lost.
Because the Wild went 4-3.
Yeah. You are the Kings jinx.
You know what? I'm going to stop betting. I have to.
Scraby, after going 27 wins last week, goes 8-1 yesterday.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
What did I get? That was pretty good yesterday.
You were 4. I was 3. He beat us pretty handily.
Wow.
All right. Let's try it again tonight. We'll start with Tony tonight. Dodgers again, 1.5 over the Brew Crew.
It's Yamamoto.
Yes. Yamamoto Peralta.
Give me the Brew Crew.
You take the Brewers. I gotta go with the Brewers again. I took the Dodgers last night. What was I doing? Scraby.
You knew Blake Snell was on the mound.
Right. and we lost because they took him. They just put up on the MLB Network. Should Blake Snell have stayed in to pitch the ninth inning? Let me answer that. No. Because what they did, they won the game. So why is it even a topic?
Because he was so good that they should just throw him back out there.
Yeah, but
because did you see what happened with Do you really want to turn the game? I mean, Roky Sasaki has been good, so I understand why Dave Roberts would turn the game over to him. But do you really want to risk having Blake Treinen having to come in and all the rigmarole that
went? I would have kept Blake Snell in, but over 100 pitches in this day and age, I get it because that's what they do. Okay. 7 runs tonight. Dodgers Brew Crew looked really hard to come by last night. I'll say over. I always root for over because I just like kind of a fun, more wide open game. Tony, 2-1 is okay for last night.
It's 7
runs over under.
If they hit 7, it's under or it's a push?
7 is a push.
Over.
Over. Scrape.
I'll go under.
Why not? You're on a roll. Yamamoto -1 strikeouts versus Peralta. Did I go first there? Yeah. No. Scraby's first here. Yamamoto -1 strikeout against Peralta.
Last time I said Scraby. This, he didn't pitch well. Yama Meatballs is back again. I'm going to say Peralta.
Peralta. I don't know. Is he a big strikeout guy?
Yamamoto, yes.
No, Yamamoto. I'll take Yamamoto. I'll hedge my bet because I'm picking the Brewers to win. Tony?
Peralta.
Peralta. Shohei, once again, 2.5 runs, hits, RBIs. Everybody keeps believing in him. He's 4 for something in the playoffs. He's hitting like 143.
Who's this? Ohtani?
Yep. Yeah. Tony's first. Runs, hits, plus RBIs. Shohei. He had 0 of this category last night. 2.5.
Over.
Over again.
He's facing a righty for the first time.
Oh, that might help. We'll see.
Tony and I had a deep talk about this before the show, before you were there, Chris. So I'm going to go over.
Over. I think over. We got a little college football, and it's not Maction.
Is it Waction?
It's
Conference USAtion?
Yes, I think that's what I don't even know what league these teams are in, frankly.
What are they?
We have Liberty.
Liberty.
Taking on New Mexico State.
The Aggies.
From Las Cruces. I'm actually trying to, as I'm saying that, I'm trying to look up what league this is. I really don't know offhand.
Is it the Sun Belt?
It is.
No, Liberty's not in the Sun Belt.
I'm looking too. They're in Conference USA. It's Conference USAtion. Yeah.
Conference USAtion. Okay. After all that, I'm first. Liberty -10.5 against New Mexico State.
Interesting.
New Mexico State's 3-0 at home, 0-2 on the road. Liberty is actually behind them in the standings, but favored by 10.5 points. Something's amiss here. I'll take Liberty. They know something. Tony?
Liberty.
It's great. Aggies.
New Mexico State.
Oh,
I know. Liberty.
One more on that. South Alabama -7.5 over Ark State.
Arkansas State?
Yeah, that is not Conference USAtion. That is Sun Beltation.
Okay, Sun Belshin.
Sun Belshin. And
who's favorite?
South Alabama at home by 7.5.
I'll take South Alabama.
USA. That's what they...
USA.
Yeah, USA. Scrappy?
I know nothing about these teams.
Well, who does?
Nobody
does. I'm
going
to go South Alabama.
Well, we couldn't do Liberty. We'll do USA. Finally, the Montreal Canadiens, 1.5 over the unbeaten 2-0 Seattle Kraken.
They've only played 2 games?
That's early in the season. The Kraken are one of 3 teams that are still unbeaten. But this will be their undoing.
The Kraken!
This will be their undoing. I'll take Montreal. Giving a goal and a half, though. Yeah, stay with it. Whatever. Tony?
The Kraken! They keep it going.
What's crack-a-lackin?
Crack-a-lackin. All right. We're only 45 minutes away from Sun Belshin football.
Sun Belshin football sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're going to watch some of that Arkansas State game in studio.
Can't wait.
Let's take a break. Get some people some traffic. They need that. And if you, it's okay with you, guys, I'm going to give you my karma story.
Let's do it.
I think it's going to create a bit of an issue out there.
I like it. Coming
up next on Gwen and Chris.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything from your business for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends November 1st. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Mr. Ello, your karma story, please.
Pressure's on now because I got to deliver. But I think it's a good one.
Yeah, don't let this be whack, man. This should be a good story now.
What do I dislike more than anything? Scrabby.
You can't answer that question.
Well, I have a lot of things.
I was going to say, this just a
But
trick
one of the
question.
Things that you guys know that I don't like is.
Rude people?
Yeah, definitely don't. But even more less or more I dislike than that is excessive, unnecessary noise.
Oh, yes. Oh, Tony missed the whole thing about the car alarm and...
Car alarm's the stupidest product in the history of the world. That was that take.
He was like, yeah. Who still makes these things? And then someone sent us a video of the car alarm going off in their neighborhood in the morning.
Yeah. And you know whose car alarm went off the other day? In the garage of my house?
Yours?
My wife's.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was going on?
She just triggered it somehow. She didn't even know what she did.
You guys remember the Viper car alarm? The one that commercial used to be the snitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for a minute there, I thought that was the alarm. Was
you
that
thought
this?
A snake would come out of the car?
A hologram snake was circling.
Yeah, that would definitely deter. That's actually would deter you. That would work. The noise that these cars make doesn't deter anybody.
I love the Dodge Viper.
All right, we're off the subject.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, so unnecessary noise. Lori and I went to a very casual... fast food type dinner on Saturday evening in Mission Valley. Place is called Sweet Greens, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
You go in, you get a lettuce bowl and some rice and stuff that Lori likes to eat. And, you know, it's not very filling, but I go along with it. And then I.
Because you're a good husband.
Because I'm a good guy and I pig out later when I get home. So we went outside to eat just out in front of the store there. And you got a picture. We were at a picnic table. That is about as high as this desk, Tony.
Okay.
Okay, so it's one of those rectangular picnic tables with benches connected on either side.
Like an X holding up a table.
Right, but the table's here and we're at the benches. At the next picnic table over is three people and one, I'm going to say, four-year-old kid. And he is screaming at the top of his lungs, and they're not doing a thing. They think it's just part of the night.
Touchdown! Sorry, that was the wrong effect. That was
so,
bad.
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't screaming touchdown.
No, that's my bad.
But he's running around, and he's over here, and he's over there, and he's up, and he's down, and he's, you know, over there, and the parents are, they're not even looking at him. He could have gone out into traffic for all they knew. Well, this is going on for, I want to say, most of our meal. And Lori and I are looking at each other, and what are you going to do? I mean, you can go to the people and go, would you mind getting your kid under control? Or you just have to kind of wear this. Or maybe karma will lend a hand.
Oh, karma stepping in on
with a four-year-old. I know, I'm nervous.
He's 4 years old. He's running around uncontrollably.
Now, wait, give me uncontrollably. Just like, running over. So you guys are at a picnic area.
We're sitting at our picnic table. They're sitting at their picnic table.
And he's just running
through. And he's
just kind
of running around the area.
Okay.
Not leaving the general area. Anyway, I'm sitting there, and unbelievably, he runs right past our picnic table, but he doesn't clear it.
Oh,
and the part sticking out cracks him right in the forehead, and he goes down like he was clotheslined.
Oh.
And I mean... You can ask Lori when you see her, but it was clotheslined. I mean, he hit that thing full force.
So he's coming around the corner.
It just bam!
And doesn't see the table.
Doesn't see the table, and it's sitting, and it's, you know, the picnic table sitting out there, and it's right forehead high.
Now, this wasn't actually your leg or arm or something.
That's funny, Scrappy. So the question is, karma struck, but should I have been happy about it? Or should I have been worried that this kid may have brain damage for life?
Well, they do say that.
Listen. So what do you say? What are you doing here, guys? What are you doing here? We certainly didn't applaud.
What was the reaction from you and Lori?
Nothing. I just looked at it. My thought in my head was, that's a shame, but that really had to hurt. It was a combination of the two.
No, that's not what... That's a shame, but that really had to hurt. It's not what went through your mind.
The parents finally noticed the kid, though, after he's lying there. You know, they finally realized, and they came over, and he cried, you know, bloody murder, as you would imagine.
Let me tell a couple of stories.
So,
to answer your question, I know that my wife and I would not have tolerated.
You would have said something.
No.
Oh.
My own children.
Yeah. Oh, no, you would not allow that. Of course you would.
Oh, my parents would be like, get over here and be quiet.
No, of course you wouldn't. That's not even.
Had this been in 19, you said 486?
Right. No, that's not even in question.
I was running around.
There's some wooden spoon in your future.
Oh, my God. A wooden spoon? I got a. There wouldn't have been a corner I was running into.
Right.
It would have been a
The corner would have been the least of your concerns.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I didn't know where you were going with this.
I didn't know either. I want to be the bigger person and say that I don't.
I should have gone and leaned right over and helped immediately. The parents were quick enough there that it didn't look bad. I will say if the parents didn't come over, I would have had to make sure the kid was like,
he hit it
okay.
That hard, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he crushed it.
See, I don't know.
He
okay.
Absolutely
as much
it.
As I think that.
I could just hear my mom say something along the lines of, see, that's what you get. I told you.
See, that's fine.
That would be Alicia's comment for sure. And you know what? Why don't you lie there for a minute?
I
1,000%. 1,000%. That would be.
I really, as much as I want to say this is great karma, I cannot wish a head injury on a 4-year-old. Even I have that limit, which is saying
something.
I think
the only reason I can honestly tell this story is because the kid did go back, sit with his parents or, you know, the people, and seemed to be relatively okay when we left. But honestly, when he hit it, I thought there would be ambulances coming. So.
I think the kid's probably fine.
I don't know.
But listen, I don't know that I could be happy about a kid whacking their head at 4 years old.
Listen, there is the part of you that has been listening to the kid scream for the last...
Been screaming the whole time. Don't forget about that scream.
Running sprints by you.
You know, if I was there, knowing how I am and how things bother me so much, I would be like, turn to someone and be like, he had it coming. Something like that.
You might have said that. I think Alicia, your mom's response is probably the most accurate one.
That's what my
See
mom
what
says.
I was telling you? This is what you don't buy while you stay under control.
I told you to sit.
Like, I told you to sit down.
Yeah. My mom did the whole thing because when we were little, she had acrylic nails and she would grab our arms and dig in the nails, and I would be the jerk. Like, why are you digging your nails into me?
You haven't changed one bit, dude. It's an adult version of you.
I know. I'm scared if I ever have kids.
Like, loud, too. Why are you putting your nails in me, Mom?
One time she's, because you're an ungrateful child.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. So be careful if your kid's running around uncontrollably.
Especially around Chris.
Yeah. I'm surprised Scraby didn't think, did you and Lori get up and, like, move the table over in his
Slide
way?
I would have moved or something
Scraby
like that.
Scraby definitely would have kenned his way over to the table. And
I'm sorry? Kenned? Like a Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
You'd have kenned your way over to the table and, like, excuse me. There's
a kid yelling around out there. Can you please move us to another table?
They would have definitely done that. All right, let's get to break.
Says, I'm just glad it wasn't my kid.
The joking may come to an end because Chris's fantabulous sports game show.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan. Thank you very much, Johnny Gilbert. Well done on the intro. Chris Ello here. The contestants are in place. Tony Gwynn Jr. versus Matt Scraby. I will give the category here shortly. There are 19 correct answers today. And those 19 correct answers, guys, are worth 28 points. That is because there is 9 two-point answers. And there are 10 one-point answers. So you'll get the commensurate number of points based on what correct answer you give. You guys will exchange back and forth answering correctly. If you are right, along there, first person to 15 points wins. If you're wrong, you get a strike, three strikes, and you're out.
What was the category again?
I haven't given it to you yet.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. I thought you hadn't, but I wasn't sure.
How funny is Tony going to be when he's our age, Scrabe, or my age? He's already, like, you know, forgetting stuff. All right. I'm going to give you the category.
Carl Sheffers.
Well, what did
you
do the other day?
You guys just had one the other day.
Yours was worse. All right, here's the category.
Carl Sheffers.
We're combining sports and a little geography, I guess.
Ooh.
Category
See, I was good at school. I wasn't good at sports.
Category is 19 Division I football schools whose school name, not the nickname, but the school part of the name, is not named after the state they're in. And I will give you an example.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. We're only using... Okay, first of all, we're only using...
My brain's about to break.
I know. All right, I knew I'd have to explain this one. We're going to use the four major conferences only. So you're looking at the Big Ten, the SEC, ACC, and the Big 12. Okay. All right? If the Mountain West Conference were in this, San Diego State would be a correct answer.
Because they're not using
Because they're
state.
Not named after California. They're named after the city they're in. That would be 1 point.
Gotcha.
To get a two-pointer... You're looking for a school whose name is neither the city or state. And my example here would be Air Force.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That would be a two-pointer because Air Force is not named after the city or the state it's in. So you're looking for the 19 major Division I football programs whose name is not the same as the state they're in or, for a bonus point, also the city.
It can't have the name of the state at all.
No. If it has the city, it's a point. If it only has a city, it's one. If it has neither, it's two. 2 points.
But it can't have the state at
UCLA,
all.
UCLA, USC, not correct answers. University of Southern California, University of California at Los Angeles. Both have California in the title.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Gonzo would like to know, no Sun Belchin here?
No Sun Belchin. Because I would have put them in, but I don't think anybody can name any of the teams in there.
I couldn't.
No right. Sun Belchin.
All right, it's a little confusing, but I think it'll be fun once we get underway. You'll see what we're doing.
I'm going to let Tony go first this time.
Yeah, Scrappy's just going to change it up.
Let me get my pen out.
You want to go for, Tony's going to go first. You want a school named after the city it's in. Or named after neither the city nor the state it's in.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Wake Forest.
Perfect start, Tony. 2 points. Wake Forest is located in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Is named neither after the city nor the state. That is 2 points for Mr. Gwynn. Perfectly played. All right.
Duke.
Scraby right there. Comes right back. Duke is in Durham, North Carolina. Duke is not the name of that. So there's 2 points for you, Scrape. Good job. Thank you, Tony. Guys are going all right so far.
Man, these conferences, these teams have moved around so much.
I know, but most of them that were majors are still majors. They're just in different leagues. That is a little part of
Word
it, for sure. No, it's hard. I agree with you, Tony.
Okay, we'll just get one out the way.
You can take a one-pointer.
We'll go Miami.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, that's a one-pointer. Miami, University of Miami. In Miami, Florida. Tony, 3. Scraby, 2. All right, Scrab, you can take the lead here if you get a two-pointer.
So we're doing Big 12, ACC, Big 10.
SEC.
SEC.
Oh, those four. The four major conferences. We got 3 down, 16 to go.
Ooh, that kills one of mine.
Yeah, you can't, you don't want, I don't know what you were thinking of, but Mountain West is really the...
I'll just name it.
Oh, you can just tell me what you're thinking of, and I'll tell you whether it would have been right or wrong. It doesn't have to be an actual guess.
This is not my guess.
All right.
St. John's is wrong, right?
St. John's
would... Big East.
St. John's is not part of this, and they're not a Division I football team either.
Oh, we're talking football.
Yeah, Division I football.
Okay. It changes some things up.
Yeah. We're talking football.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with Auburn.
Auburn is a one-pointer. It's located in Auburn, Alabama. That ties it at 3. And we have 15 correct to go. Tony, back on the beam. You got 7 2-pointers left and 8 1-pointers left.
Vanderbilt.
Good one, Tony. 2 points. Vanderbilt Commodores, located in Nashville, Tennessee. That is correct. Tony takes a 5-3 lead with a 2-pointer there. Scraby, looking for one here.
I'm going to need a 1-pointer, but Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville. And where's that located?
Kentucky.
It's in Louisville.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Kentucky.
And please, people, believe that I'm saying it right. I went to
Yes, you're from.
I went to Louisville one time, called it Louisville, and I almost got beat up.
They will beat you down.
Yeah. I almost got beat up.
They don't play around with that at all.
Louisville.
Louisville.
5-4. Tony's got the lead, and it's your turn, Tony. First of 15 wins. Looking for a Division I football school whose name is not that of the city or state they play in. Well, that's a 2-pointer. If you can get both. You can get one, you can get just the city. If you're just tuned in, I know it's a little confusing on the category today. San Diego State, for instance, would be a 1-pointer because it's in California, but not named after California. What you got, Tony?
I don't know.
You're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not.
Huh? You know? We've got plenty of time. The show goes till 6 o'clock, so I'm good with that. I know people out there are thinking of them. There's 13 left, so there's quite a few remaining here. But it is a little crazy. Is the school named after a city or not? Tony, you know, maybe you're not sure. Maybe you're not sure they're a major conference. That could be your
That's part
issue.
Of it, is that trying to figure out where these conferences are.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
This is where...
We're going to need an answer.
Scraby's getting impatient.
Is SMU in the ACC?
Yeah, it's a win. That's a 2-pointer, actually.
Southern Methodist
is in the ACC. They're located in Dallas, Texas.
That's really annoying.
Good job, Tony. 7-4. Tony up by 3. Plenty of time for you to get back
in,
Scraby.
I don't know what conference they're in.
They're probably in a major conference.
Is Louisville in the ACC?
Yep. Louisville.
Louisville
is in the ACC. That is correct.
What about Houston?
Houston. That's a winner. They're in the Big 12. It's obviously only a 1-pointer.
Did I know they were the Big 12? I guess I did.
It's only a 1-pointer. Obviously with the name Houston, they're in Houston. All right, so you each have got 4 correct answers, but Tony with the 7-5 lead here.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Tony's opened up a new can of worms, potentially.
Give me old Dabo's team, the Clemson.
Clemson,
that's a good
Tiger.
One.
It's a 1-pointer.
Yeah,
it's
still in Clemson.
Clemson is a
city in South Carolina.
Did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know that. You learned something new every day.
I was getting 2 there.
You thought you got 2. No, Clemson's in South Carolina. That does give you an 8-5 lead, though. There are still 3, 4, 5 2-pointers out there, Scrape. If you can come up with one, you can certainly close the gap.
I'm having a lot of trouble coming up with one.
1, 2, 3, 5 of each are left, actually.
5
that are named after the city they're in, and 5 that are not named after the city or the state.
Can you give us a breakdown in conference?
I'd be happy to if you guys both want to do it, but I think we should wait for Scraby's turn because you went first, Tony.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm trying to make it
fair enough.
This stinks.
I know I'm like blowing some that I'm just like completely whiffing on.
I'm writing them down myself just so I will be able to give this to you.
All right, I don't know a conference, but I'm going to say Boston College.
Oh, you took it. I just thought of that one.
You got it. It's worth a point.
All right. Boston in the ACC?
Yep. They are. ACC, Boston College. That's a point. 8-6. All right. There are 5 left that are 2-pointers. 2 are in the Big 12, and 3 are in the Big 10. Those are your 2-pointers.
For your
1-pointers... You have Big 12, ACC, ACC, ACC.
So 4 ACC.
No, 3 ACC, 1 Big 12.
Are 1-pointers.
Those are the 1-pointers. You got 9 total correct answers left. So you got Big 12, 2, Big 10, 3. Big 12, 3, Big 10, 3, ACC 3. So there you go, 3-3-3. You have no SEC left in this category.
No SEC left. Correct. Okay. How about, is it my turn?
Yep. Tony's got an 8-6 lead. Guys are, it's about, a little slow today, but I think it's still a fun game. I'm sure people out there are trying to rack their brains a little bit, trying to get these.
I just think the movement of the conferences is messing me up.
It's messing me up.
It totally is.
Northwestern, I believe, is in the Big Ten.
That's a two-pointer, Tony. Absolutely. Dang. Northwestern Wildcats.
It cost.
Needed that.
Northwestern and Evanston, Illinois. No, Northwestern not named after anyone. All right, 3 Big 12, 3 ACC, 2 Big Ten. Scraby running out of time, though. You're down 10-6.
I already got one.
Oh, good.
I'm surprised Tony never said this. Syracuse.
Right.
Syracuse.
The Orangemen.
The Orangemen in Syracuse, New York. 1 point.
1-pointer.
But it keeps you alive. 10-7. We have 7 left.
Syracuse,
yeah. So you have 3 in the Big 12 now, 2 in the Big 10, 2 in the ACC. Tony leads 10-7. How many of the 7 remaining ones have you thought of out there? Probably a lot of them, and some of you are going, ah! But it's hard when you're under the it's hard when you're under the glare of the lights.
Give it to me again. ACC has how many left?
2 Big Ten and 3 Big 12.
Have we said Stanford yet?
We have not. Would you like to guess that?
Oh, yes. No. I forgot.
Stanford Cardinal. That's 1 point. It is located, believe it or not, in Stanford, California.
I thought it was Palo Alto.
Not anymore. It's actually called Stanford.
Oh.
So it is a 1-pointer, but it does keep you going, Tony. Okay. And they are in stupidly in the ACC, as you all know. As we've discussed a few times, yes. All right, we have 1 ACC left, 2 Big Ten, and 3 Big 12. Scraby, 11-7, 15 wins.
Ooh.
You need a comeback here, Scrabe.
I just got one.
All right, two-pointer?
Marquette.
Marquette. Division
I
football.
Oh, football. I keep thinking of basketball. That's not my answer. Baylor.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's just going with Baylor. And he expects me to give him 2 points
Baylor,
for that.
Baylor.
That's correct.
That's not my answer.
Baylor Bears in Waco, Texas. Makes it 11-9. Gets a little closer.
I'm about to put two back on the board here.
Back on the board.
I think it might be a city.
Could be a Fugazi,
Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers is 2.
Dang it!
Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Piscataway, New Jersey. Tony, 13. Scraby, 9.
I think I got one.
There's two-pointers remaining.
They're all out of Big 12, right?
1 Big 10, 1 Big 12 in the two-pointers.
Oh, gosh.
In the one-pointers, you have Big 12, you have ACC, and I think that's it. There's only 4 left. Yeah, because there was 19 to begin with. You guys have named 15 of them.
All right.
4 left.
Coming to the end of my knowledge.
You're at the end of your rope. 13-9. 4 left. You need to come up with all of them, actually, to win the game at 15-13, Scrabe.
All right. I'm just going to probably take an L here.
Okay.
Temple.
And that
Temple
is
Owls?
Temple's unfortunately not in one of the major conferences.
I thought they were.
They're in the American Conference. So that is a strike. Tough break.
I'm going to lose this game.
Tony, for the win, if you get another 2-pointer.
I don't. I got a 1-pointer, though.
You got a 1-pointer, though.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, come on. Scrabe, your hometown.
Can't believe Scrabe didn't get that
one. I know. He lived there. Cincinnati Bearcats in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, they weren't in whatever conference they're in now.
They're in the Big 12 now.
They were definitely not in the Big 12 when I was. They're in the Big 12?
They are.
Moving on up.
14-9.
Is that it?
No, he needs one more point. Come on, Scrabe. Keep it going.
I got nothing.
I got one more. 1 point.
Well, then you're going to win anyway. Okay. So just give it to me.
Brigham Young.
Brigham Young. 2 points.
What conference are they in?
They're also in the Big 12.
They just played Colorado not that long ago.
BYU and Provo, Utah wraps it up for Tony.
That was a good one.
Here are the two that were not named. You guys got them all but two. One is the Pitt Panthers, Pittsburgh.
They're not. Oh, I had that. Yes.
And the other one.
Did I not say that?
No, you did not. And the other one, the Purdue Boilermakers.
I should have known Purdue.
Indiana.
I should have known Purdue.
All right. Hopefully everybody had fun. It was a little slower than drawn out today, but you racked the brain just the same. We'll do some Chris versus the Fans next. Turn it up, man. Tony won. He wants to celebrate. Let's go.
Well, stop talking.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.